The Donegal County Council have now started a process of looking at tourism in Donegal. If we look at what happened last year, and I can only talk from a West Donegal perspective, where we had quite a high volume of camper vans and campers and the facilities not there. At the time, I talked a lot about how we need to look at the pros and cons of this here. So during the week, during last week, we were informed that there have been consultants brought in to look at this now. But for me, I raised a number of questions that I think is really important. Yes, to look at the benefits of tourism. I welcome tourism, but also there's a negative side as well that we need to look at and not ignore. For example, if you look at Airbnb, Airbnb now is very, very popular, but unfortunately that is now contributing to homelessness within Donegal. We need to look at the wage structure of the vast majority of people who work in the hospitality or who work in the tourist industry. Vast majority of people who work there, it's low wages, it's minimum wage, it's seasonal, and it's very hard to sustain a community when the vast majority of people who are working on minimum wage. You can't get mortgages, you can't possibly put through your children through college. So there's loads of aspects that we need to look at. The price of land, if your area becomes a tourist hotspot, that land in your own community becomes unaffordable. So we need to look at this and need to safeguard to make sure that our community is thriving, that we make sure that it's not a very, very small minority of people who are benefiting. If you look, for example, I saw some statistics there recently where years ago on the Cliffs of Moher, where that 85%, I think that's roughly the percentage, of the profit was leaving the county itself, never mind the area. So it would be no value to us whatsoever if others are making huge profit out of what we have, the resources we have here, for their own self-benefit. If tourism is going to work, it has to work for everybody and not a very small percentage of people.
With the current COVID-19 restrictions in place, it is inevitable that a lot of people within Ireland will be staycationing this summer and possibly maybe into next year as well. So it is a priority for local councils to prepare for an influx of tourists.
Yeah, look, I think it's important that we have the services first and foremost for the community itself. And then, secondly, then for tourism, we're very lucky that we have good campsites in West Donegal. There are more coming online, and I want to wish them well on that there. But we need to look at the whole industry, the tourist industry as a whole. It has to be a community-based industry. It has to benefit the community. The top-down will never work, as never did work, but from the bottom up, so that everybody can benefit from around the coast to our islands to inland, so that everybody feels that they have something and at the end of the day from it.